4th June 2019, Tuesday. Slogan: Become one with many forms, Bahurupi, and recognize the many forms of Maya, and you will become a master, lord of Maya. Become one with many forms and recognize the many forms of Maya, and you will become master, lord of Maya, Mayapati. So just as Maya is Bahurupi, displaying various forms at different times in the similar manner, you also become the one with many forms, because Maya is very deceptive. Maya doesn't come in the same form every day. It's a fight between Maya and us. So if Maya is assuming so many different forms, so also we have to assume different forms. So just as she is Bahurupi, Baba says, you also become Bahurupi, and that's how you can conquer the Maya. Now, how to become that? First of all, one need to understand what exactly is Maya, or what exactly is body consciousness, and what are the different ways body consciousness come, and then how do we, for that particular form of Maya, assume or put on a different dress or different form to combat Maya. So I was thinking, just as these are the different relationships Baba, we have with Baba, these are few which are written over here, there are more than that. So sometimes, in order to fight Maya, we should become army. Should become army. Because we are the part of the Salvation Army. So become the spiritual army. And a spiritual soldier, a spiritual warrior, would have all the things with him to fight. So we all are spiritual army, a spiritual warrior, a spiritual soldier, a part of the army which is led by the Supreme Commander, God. So when we are intoxicated in that manner, a soldier will have everything with him. His dress, his weapons, things to protect himself. He would have a special dress, he would have shoes, helmet, and so many things, special bombs. So we are armies. Never forget that we are all spiritual warriors. We are boxers, because our boxing is with Maya. We are wrestlers, Pahalwan, because we have to fight the Maya. We are children of God. Our father is God. Our father is God. People worship God in the world, but they do not know that God has certain children. Just as Jesus Christ is regarded as the begotten Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And that's why the child of God is so important in Christianity. And we all, each one of us, is a child of God. So what is our importance? So when I remember that I am a child of God, I have all those qualities which my Father has got. If whatever He is, I am the master in that. If He is the ocean, I am the master ocean of that. Is the ocean of mercy, I am the master ocean of mercy. Is the ocean of powers, I am the master ocean of powers. So, we are children of God. Then, what else? Who are we? What forms we should assume in order to fight Maya? Who are we? We are friends of God. God is our friend. So, if anything happens to us, our friend God will come, Khuda Dost, to help us. These are the very subtle self-respects. If we are in problem, God is there, Baba is there, because He is our beloved friend. We are the lovers of God, He is our beloved. A beloved cannot see his lovers in pain, so he will always rush, run to help, to succor, to pull you out of that difficulty. So he is the supreme rescuer. He is the liberator. He is the one who liberates the Sita from the jails of Ravan. So he is the liberator. What else? Who we are? We are parents. God is our brother. You see, these are all relationships, no? Okay. So, if we are the parent, if we are the mother, he is our child. The child will come for the rescue of mother. Okay. That's also good. He is our... Nothing can happen to me because he is my watchman. Nothing can happen to me because he is my bodyguard. The different relationships I have with him. If I am sick, he is my physician. He is the surgeon. He is the nurse. He is also the boatman. He is the maid. He is the pilot. He is the driver. He is the supreme counselor or advisor. So, that is, but these are the relationships with Baba. But the question is, whilst fighting with Maya, what are the different forms we should take on? We have to fight Maya, and Maya is coming every day in new form. So what we will do? Sometimes become master and sometimes become child. What else? We have to first recognize the various forms of Maya. Because Maya is very subtle. Very, very subtle. What is Maya for one person may not be Maya for the other. So different faces of Maya. The changing faces of Maya. How she comes. In what form she comes. So recognition of Maya is very important. Before we fight her. And Maya is nothing which is outside, it is all within me. My own weaknesses, my own imperfections, my own flaws, my own defects, my own body consciousness, everything is Maya. So, when I realize then only I can fight. So first recognize I have this Maya. First recognize this is Maya, and then recognize and accept that yes, this is the way Maya is attacking me. Some fear, some insecurity, some worry, some tension, some temptation, some attraction, some attachment. Anything could be Maya for me. So when I realize what is Maya for me, yesterday's Murli Baba said, highway is only one. And lanes are many. So if you go in the lanes, what happens? What all things happen? Baba said one thing, efforts. In the lanes, there are many efforts. But when you go in lanes, about 10 things happen. What? When you go in the lane, what happens? Baba said effort, mehnat. What else? Okay. Time waste. Energy waste. Time waste. Energy waste. Thought waste. Okay. When you go in the lanes, these things happen. What else? Confusion. Okay. What else? Fear of unknown. You don't know what obstacle will come. Whether dog or bear or tiger, anything can come. So some fear of the unknown obstacle is there. What else? Repentance. What else? Because if you go in this lane and then you come back, you find that your colleagues have gone ahead and you have remained behind. Also, it becomes a habit. Okay, once you go here, that's why in English there is a term in psychology, zigzagging. What is zigzagging? Zigzagging. Zigzagging. Zigzagging means, I discussed this long back. If suppose the man is here and he is walking 5 kilometers. 5 kilometers with his dog. This is a from A to B, point A to B, it's 5 kilometers, and the man has walked along with his dog. But the dog walked 10 kilometers. How come? Because dog is not walking straight. Dog wants to go in every lane. Dog wants to bark at every other dog. Dog wants to research every dustbin. Dog want to analyze every house. It has so many things to, so it will go here, it will come back. It will go here, it will come back. So it has the habit of zigzagging. The man has walked just 5 kilometers, but the dog has walked 10 kilometers. So this is what happens in lanes. So when you go in the lanes, your time is wasted, your energy is wasted, your thought is wasted. You start wandering here and there, and there is a lot of repentance, and your colleagues have gone ahead, and there is a darkness, and there is a fear, and there is an insecurity, and lot of efforts. So many things are there in the lanes. But what about highway? Highway, you can walk straight, but people don't love to go on highways. There is a crowd only in the lanes. Highway, there is no crowd. So this highway, this is the Ram International Express Highway. So this is vacant most of the time. Nobody loves to go here. So to assume various, to understand various forms of Maya, and to accept, yes, this is a Maya that attacks me, and this is the Maya that had defeated me last time, and that's why I have to be highly vigilant. This time, I alert. If I don't remain alert this time, the Maya will come back again and defeat me. So, I have to assume different forms in order to defeat Maya, in order to understand Maya. Jagdish Bhai had said to understand God is very difficult, to recognize God is very difficult. But to recognize Maya is even more difficult. And to recognize different forms of Maya, not just one form, because Maya doesn't come the same form it came yesterday. Today, it will have some new form. Today, it will come in very, very subtle, colorful, in a different dress. Because, you know, Maya, they say, all when there was a battle between Ram and Ravana, what Ravan used to do? Or the battle between Meghnath and that Indrajit and Lakshman. This, he was very tricky. So he used to go in the sky and disappear. And then he will shoot. So it became very difficult. So that was Lakshmana was defeated twice. First along with his brother, when they both got caught in that coil of serpent. And the second time also, again Lakshmana was hurt, and then Hanuman had to bring that life-giving herb, Sanjeevani. So twice he was defeated. It is after getting defeated twice that he became alert. And the third time he defeated him. So, because Ravan or these all things, people, they are very, very, they have got some negative energy with them. And sometimes this negative energy is very powerful. So in order to recognize them is most important thing. So to recognize Maya, so become one with many forms. So Baba is saying, become one with many forms, Bahurupi. Just as Maya is Bahurupi, you also become Bahurupi. So for becoming Bahurupi, there should be the practice of Soman. The greatest practice is the practice of Soman. I am soul. That is okay. But what type of soul I am? That is more important. This is the starting of Gyan. This is the end of Gyan. The starting is who I am. I am a soul. The end is who I am, soul, but which soul? What type of soul? What are my powers? What all thing I can do? So I am filled with supreme powers. What I have with me. So all these are the Soman. So practice of Soman. And how do we practice Soman? How do we practice self-esteem, self-respect? What are the ways of practicing Soman? By being in awareness of Soman. What else? To remind ourselves, self-remembering. It is known as self-remembering. This was a term used long back by German philosopher George Gurdjieff, even before Baba had come on this earth. Self-remembering. So you have to remind yourself who I am, who I am, who I am. Self-remembering. What else? How do you practice Soman? Churn the Soman. This is very important. Simply knowing that I am a great soul is not enough. I am a great soul. To learn it, to repeat it is not enough. You have to churn the Soman. What else? Remain in the awareness of the Soman. What else? Writing. Writing is a good job, but then writing sometimes monotonous, and writing sometimes makes no effect because it becomes the same routine. You're just writing. Mind is not there and one is writing. It is just like a teacher is giving punishment to a student to write 50 times. He writes 50 times and then. So understand the power of Soman. Understand. Turn the Soman into drill. Use that Soman at Amrit Vela. And use and become the embodiment. Experience that Soman. Become the embodiment of that Soman. Give the experience of that Soman to others. What else? write poetry. That's a good thing. But then poetry writing sometimes leads to ego, because then you want to show that poetry to others. Then you want to see, show that this, I have written this poetry for service. Then you have to send it to many people, and then you expect their answer. How was it? You want? Did you like it? Do you want me to send my poetry every day? And then you start writing every day. So poetry sometimes become a gate trap. Just as song sometimes become a trap. For singers and for poets, the greatest trap is praise. If there is a singer, they are more interested in singing rather than the program. They are interested only in the singing part. I should sing and people should praise. I should write and I had to let people... I want clapping, yes. So they need clapping. And then they want their program only to be not at the starting where public is less, in the middle when whole audience is full. So they prefer to sing in the between. There's a lot of maya for these people, these two, poets and singers. But they want others to praise them, they want clapping. Sometimes that also becomes a trap. But yeah, it's a good practice. You write your poetry, then keep with yourself. So, how do you practice Soman? By writing, by converting to drill, by experiencing, by becoming embodiment, by practicing it in Amrit Vela, by converting it into drill. What else? There are three ways to practice. Yeah? With feeling, get emotional involvement. It's very important. Get emotionally involved. When I say that I am great soul, yes, feel that you are a great soul very deeply. So emotional involvement is important. Experiment the samadhi. Yeah. Experiment. If there is a circumstances, try to experiment it. No evil power can ever attack me. I am the most powerful soul in the world. This is the Swaman. I am the most powerful soul in the world. No other power is greater than my power. No evil power has a power to attack me, to assail me, to defeat me. God is my friend. God is my canopy. God is the mantle of protection over me. Wherever I go, He moves. He is with me all the time. Who can hurt me? In Christianity, there's a poem. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The poet says, the psalm says, you are the protection, you are the rock, let me hide myself in you. O God, you are my rock, I will hide myself. You are the cave, I will hide myself in you. So He is the protection, He is the fortress, He is the fort, He is the mantle of protection, He is the armor. He is the bodyguard. He is the watchman. He is the one who protects me. So I am unhurt by anything. There are three ways where one can practice Swaman. One is the present tense. Second is the future tense. And third is the natural. This is we had discussed while discussing affirmations. So if I say, this is usually done to get rid of some bad habits or bad sanskars in the negative sense. For example, present. Somebody is addicted to smoking, so the Swaman is, I am getting rid of smoking. Present tense. The second is future tense. I will soon get rid of smoking. And natural means it is the easiest task in the world to get rid of smoking. So this is how you practice affirmations. In the similar manner, you practice Swaman. For example, Swaman, I am becoming a great soul. I am a great soul. I am already a great soul. I don't have to become. Second is, I will soon become great soul. And it is the easiest thing to be a great soul because I am already a great soul. So practice anything in these three forms. And especially when you want to get rid of some habit, some addictions, some deep-rooted sanskar, some evil forces. I am getting rid of it. I will soon get rid of it. It is natural for me to get rid of it. So these are the three ways: present tense, future tense, and natural. This is a very easy thing for me to get rid of it. So whenever the Maya approaches, that's why every Sakar Murli one should read to collect somans, to collect powerful self-respects. They may not exactly look like self-respect, but collect them. This is how the soman is. And they should be little different. Something odd, something ridiculous. Not the same routine when I am great soul. Because they have been heard multiple times. So when you hear things multiple times, they cease to have any effect. So your soman should be different construction of words, different line, different pronunciation, some different beauty of the words. So that's why you can enjoy the soman. Different language, but you should understand the language. But you should understand that language. Those who read Murli in Hindi, they should try to read it in English and then take out soman from English Murli. Because the same Hindi soman which one is reading, when that is converted into English, it becomes little different and more powerful. And those who read Murli in English every day, they should go and read in Hindi. Because the moment you read original, you find the real power. So one should switch languages. That is also important. Try to read, don't touch Hindi Murli for next 10 days. Read only English Murli. And try to take out soman from that Murli. This is also a new practice. Because mind doesn't want such things, efforts. Mind wants relaxation. But the moment you change language, there is upheaval, disturbance. Try to do Amrit Vela in different language. If one knows three languages, Hindi, English or it's local, try to, people, South Indians, they do their Amrit Vela in Tamil, for example. He should try to speak with Baba in Hindi. Those who are Hindi, they should try to speak with Baba in English. And those who are English, they should try to speak with Baba in Hindi. You should switch languages and then see what happens. So some newness will come. Om Shanti.